Welcome to Inside Life, where life is not a pot of beans. I am Paul Elisomi, and I am excited to be alive today. Of course, it is Monday, a day that many people don't like. But be that as it may, you can't escape it. On today's episode, I'll be speaking briefly on what I have titled The Place of Prayer in Your Business. Now, if you are a believer, listen to this carefully. Don't join those that separate their faith from their business. So when it comes to business, we cannot. No. I don't want to involve God. No, don't do that. And before I continue, someone may be thinking, but the richest man in the world, he does not pray. Well, that is none of your business, actually. Because as a believer, you should never compare yourself with anyone, number one. And number two, you have a different kingdom. So what is happening in another kingdom does not concern you. Focus on what is happening in your own kingdom. Focus on the principles that have been established in your own kingdom. Now, your business needs prayer. If you're an entrepreneur or a believer and you're listening to me right now, your business needs prayer. And sometimes we might have used all the natural strategies we can lay our hands on, and yet there seems to be no improvement in the business. You have gone to business school, you have gone to different sort of schools for business. Yet there's no improvement in the business. So what should you do? You have to go back to God. Yes, it will amaze you the things that He will show you. Now, in the book of Genesis, Jacob became a blessed man in the house of Laban, his uncle, because the angel of the Lord appeared to him and showed him how to get his own sheep. He showed him a very simple method of how to get his own sheep in a dream. And what happened? After Jacob woke up, he began to practice the things the angel of the Lord had showed him. And boom, he became a wealthy man. How about that? Can you imagine that? So it shows that God is interested in our business. Now that your business that is lopsided, it is just an instruction from God through prayer that will change it. So sometimes I pray to God, Lord, this is my business. What must I do? What should I do? Show me the next step to take. Because we must understand that all things were created by Him. So He knows that which we don't know. So I'm pushing it to you today. Why not hand it over to God and see a great turnaround in your business? Understand that God is interested in our business. He's interested in every area of our life. Thank you for listening to today's episode on Inside Life. I believe you got value. Till I come your way again next week, Monday, do have a wonderful week. I am Paul Elisomi, and this is Inside Life, where life is not a part of beans.